Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast, show number 179. I couldn't find any facts about 179. Well, I'll tell a lie.
Who cares?
I could find one.
Is it a prime number?
Ramirez. No idea. Ramirez is 179 centimetres tall.
So you said about 5 foot.
Well, yeah, it's a bit shit, isn't it?
But anyway, it is a fact, though.
It is a fact.
You kept it to yourself.
Today,
I expected.
That's about 5 foot 10, isn't it?
It's 5 foot. Than that, no, it's it? 5 foot 10 and a half.
I thought he was about 5 foot 4. He looks tiny.
Yeah, he's bigger than that.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe slightly more interesting fact than I thought he was. So we've got today, Coxon is MIA. We have got Andy, we've got Chris, we've got Big Tom, and we've got, I'm not even going to say special guest appearance, we've just got an
special
appearance.
Yeah.
An appearance from Connor, who I believe has done one of the shows before at some point. You've been around?
Yeah.
Good chat.
Tell us an interesting fact about yourself, Connor.
I'm appearing in a date auction for charity this evening.
Good
luck.
So
if anyone's in the Canary Wharf area and like to pop along, actually by the time this goes out, it'll probably all be done.
No, it's going up this afternoon.
Oh, right, okay. So if you're...
Coxon's comparing, isn't he?
Yeah, Coxon's going to be there. I think he's writing a few dodgy jokes now.
That's why he's there.
If you like what you hear, come down.
Yeah. If you like what you hear.
There you go.
Right, so I'd start off with the Champions League. Start off with the Champions League final.
What's the game?
For once it was a decent game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
It was a decent game. There wasn't that many chances to talk of, though, was there?
Like, well, Bale had
over 90 minutes. But Bale was the
good
only one
chances.
That had.
Yeah. It was utter shite all night long until he scored that header.
I mean, it was a wonderful header.
Yeah, like, I can't even remember seeing
backpedalling. Oh, the spin again.
If he'd missed that, you'd be proper gutted.
No, mate,
I don't think it was as difficult as people.
I can tell you it was definitely as difficult.
I knew this was going to lead into something, Dan.
One thing, don't worry about that. I'll get onto that in a minute.
The spin of the ball,
backpedalling to get it in at that angle, I think it was a great header.
Well, what he's got to do is hit the target. It's completely open goal.
No, yeah, but he's going. He's almost behind the post.
The spin and it's coming backwards. But all he's got to do is get a decent connection on it back towards goal.
I think you're selling a bit short.
Anyway. He scored the goal. He's going down in legend, isn't he, with Madrid? He scored the winning goals in both the Spanish Cup final.
Well, he didn't score the winning goal.
He did.
No, the winning goal is defined by if you win 3-2, for example. Speaking of winning 3-2.
I've still got an opinion on this, Dan.
Go on.
If you were 2-2, we're referring to Dan's cup final.
If anyone didn't know, mate, I was shit the entire game, but I scored an absolute worldie of a header, which there is going to be video evidence of because the whole thing was recorded. I scored the winner in our cup final on Saturday.
Was it Chicharito-esque?
Mate, it was going away from goal, and it looped into the top right hand corner. Supposedly from about 18 yards out, I was on the
eyes
deck.
Closed. Back of the head, what was it?
Who knows? I'll see on film, but I was pretty chuffed with it, to be honest.
Anyway,
so the winner, because we won 3-2, so the winner is the winning goal. Like, they won 4-1.
Bale scored the decisive goal in the match.
No, he scored the decisive goal. He didn't score the winning goal.
He scored the goal that mattered.
So you didn't score the winning goal, Dan. You scored a decisive goal.
I scored the winning goal.
No, because you didn't. It wasn't 2-2.
So
you didn't score the third goal.
I did score the third goal.
3-1 up.
Yeah, but then they got one back. But the winning goal
and
was
that's
my
a
goal.
Consolation goals. I'm not trying to take the shine off.
No, you're wrong.
You are.
Maybe you're wrong because it's the winning goal.
Anyway,
it's the winning goal. If I had not scored that header, it would have been 2-2.
It's up for debate.
There's not the time to debate about it.
I think it's the perfect time.
Chris is trying to speak.
There's a good video.
You can fucking talk.
There's a good video at the Bernabeu of all the Madrid fans watching the game.
Shut up.
They're watching the game on massive TVs, and as Sergio Ramos scores, they all go mental. It's a great video. Check it out.
I mean, what a header! But why was there not a man on the post? It's the 93rd minute.
Knackered,
you're 1-0 up.
They looked it as well.
But they don't have men on post. They did it the whole game.
Zonal marking and man marking as well. Each manager wants their own.
But even if you have zonal marking, I say no matter what, whether you have either or, you still have a man at least on the back post, so to speak, from the back post of a corner.
The post argument is it does baffle. It really does.
And especially in the 93rd minute when you're 1-0 up in the Champions League final, I'd have just lined the six men up on the line.
Especially the way they were attacking Madrid. If the ball was in that half.
Maybe someone can clear this up. So the whole idea of if you're not going to have someone on the post, are you freeing someone up to be lurking just outside of your box to be able to capitalise on a break? Or was that person who was just getting in the way in the box?
But bear in mind, from a normal corner, you're looking at, you'll have enough defenders back. You might leave one up top because they're going to leave three defenders back.
Hang on.
So you're going to leave one player up, one of your attackers up front. Maybe they might leave three defenders at the back because you never need a one-on-one. Hang on. Yeah, that's what I mean. So in general, you're more likely to have one person on the edge of the six-yard box, like as in the edge of the six-yard box, facing the corner to screen the near post, and then the players on the post. You've got enough players to not only mark men, but you can have enough players on the post and someone screening. When it's the last minute of Champions League final and they've put everyone forward apart from the keeper, I think there's probably not enough players to have a player on the post and screen and man mark everyone.
Can we refer back to
United
Sergio Ramos
Champions League Cup triumph over Munich. Did those players on the post then? Did that pay off?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but that went in top corner. But
there we go.
It's a dribble, that's
football, you know. Freak.
But I just think that. Shut up. I just think at that time you should have had a couple of players on the boat, but maybe there wasn't enough people marking. But
most controversial thing about the Champions League final, got to be talking about Simeone.
No, I think
what
well, well, yeah,
to
yeah,
him?
Yeah, but
what
I think one of the most controversial is fucking Diego Costa. 8 minutes he lasted. What is the point in using that for substitute? And if he's obviously turned around to Simeone and gone, I'm fit. He must have done. He must have turned around and said, look, I feel all right, boss. And he's lasted 8 minutes with a hamstring tear, probably going to be out of the World Cup.
Would you blame the player or the manager?
I blame the manager. No, because a player's the only one that knows.
I blame the manager.
But if a player turns around to you and says, I'm fit.
Injured. He had a calf.
He can say he's fit all he wants.
He's done his calf.
You've got to see him do the full proper warm-up and then judge him on that. You can't turn around and take a player's word for that. Every player is going to say I'm fit for the Champions League.
No, they're throwing bloody donkey placenta on him or whatever they do nowadays. You know, you don't recover from a torn calf or hamstring, whatever it was, in a week. Yeah, horse percent. So donkey, same thing.
Ronaldo's celebration was a bit over the top.
Yeah, that was a bit much, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think it was purely the fact it was a final.
Probably
he hasn't scored
in Portugal.
And he hasn't scored in a final before.
Probably the worst game I've seen him play in a long time as well.
Yeah, all their big players were
pretty poor. Modric was good.
Oh, he made some fantastic runs.
I thought Modric was good.
Has anyone seen Modric?
Speaking of Modric, of course we have. Look at him.
Fresh.
Luka Modric. This
looks a bit like Chris without a beard.
The breaking news of the week. Luka Modric has had a haircut. And I was
and he's got a job at the Mirror. Look at him. He does look like Chris.
Yeah, fucking hell.
That's the show photo. Not only did I score the winner in a cup final Saturday, I also then because I'm getting back to it. Because I also played in the 7-a-side tournament at the Emirates straight after. Which is where it was
that stockbroker one.
No, BT Sport. It was all that. It was all with journos. It was fucking brilliant. We got to the final, lost in the
That's
final.
That's a long flight, wasn't it? Straight after.
Anyway, no, my point Tell was, I was there with Ben Rankin, who's the editor of Mirror.co.uk, and over a beer, he was talking about Luka Modric. And he went, I've got quite a funny story about Luka Modric. I love Ben. He's brilliant for random footballing stories. He said, supposedly, when Beckham was training at Spurs, after training session, he'd be in the mirror for about 20 minutes sorting his barnet out, making sure he looked great. And apparently none of the Spurs players had the bottle to share a mirror with him apart from Luka Modric, who apparently didn't give a shit, was there standing, stood next to David Beckham while Beckham's pruning himself, and you got Modric on his ugly fucking boat, stood there doing his hair next to him, not giving a fuck, where everyone else didn't have the bottle. So I like Luka.
But he looks like me, and he's ugly both. So yeah, that's.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
There we go.
Is it harsh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I felt really. I wanted Atletico to win.
I didn't.
You not?
After the first half, I did, but second half they sort of fell
Madrid
apart.
Played
just
the better football,
Simone,
though.
I think he's an absolute joke of football.
He's going to be in trouble.
He's another
Di
Canio. He's another hothead that could do a job in management.
Bit more tactically sound, yeah. A lot more tactically sound.
Let's see what he does next year. From now on. You know, it could be a flash in the pan.
Yeah, but you got to think about how many of Atletico's players will. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't knock him. He's done a fucking unbelievable job. But how many Atletico players will still be there next year? That's a big one. I think he did a very good job with the squad he's got, but because they don't really invest.
They're only really going to lose their striker, though, aren't they?
After Luis Felipe.
Thiago.
There's quite a few of them. Thiago going back there on a free or something?
Well, 50 million for David Luiz. What is all that
40.
About?
40.
50 million euros, sorry.
Oh, right, okay.
What is all that
for
about?
A holding midfielder, it seems a bit.
Slash centre back, slash.
Be a centre back because he's too fucking mental going forward. Can't pass.
He'll boss it in front, so won't he? I mean, so you're going to have him and Thiago Silva or
whatever? Yaya Touré join the cam, I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh, yeah.
And Lloris and Lloris. Hazard. Yeah. They'll all be there next season.
I don't think Hazard will.
I can see Touré doing this because I think he's an absolute sweat.
What was all that about? Did we speak about that last week?
Yeah, we did.
Shit about fucking happy birthday.
I quite like all the little happy birthdays. And who was it? It was Kyle Walker's birthday today, so that we made him a cupcake. Spurs made him a cupcake.
Oh,
and like,
they care about
nice
him.
Nice to see
they?
We don't forget
yeah,
about you.
They care about him. No, but we did cover that last week. I agree with Connor, actually. I do think Touré's looking for a move, and I do think that Hazard will stay at Chelsea. But it's going to be a
You've
very interesting
first.
Summer, isn't it?
I mean, why would you want to go to the French League other than money for PSG? The French League's...
What, to live in Paris, all those birds?
Yeah.
Come on. All those birds!
French League's
Come on, clean up in Paris.
Manchester.
No, hang on, so you're going to play in the Champions League?
Paris it is.
Yeah, but... From a footballing perspective, I'd rather play in the Premier League than the French League.
Yeah, but he's now
it's
won the Premier League. He's won the Premier League. He's won the FA Cup.
He doesn't
feel loved.
Well,
does he?
But he's getting on a bit as well, isn't he?
There's talk of Madrid going heavy for Aguero as well.
Yeah, £60 million apparently.
One at a time.
We're talking about French players, it'd be nice to see Joey Barton back in the Premier League.
Who's on question time this
evening? Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Again.
Moving
very nicely into Joey Barton's QPR, we move on to the playoff finals.
Yep.
I
thought you said you were going to come down here and not say a lot and just sit here and quietly have a pint.
That's a football reference.
He's a West Ham fan. What do you expect?
What a finish, though.
Scum.
What a finish. And you know what? Gutted for Derby fans.
It'll be a Fulham striker again next season.
Do you reckon he'll stay there?
Nah, back to Fulham.
Yeah, he'll go somewhere else.
Mitroglou to QPR, Zamora to Fulham.
Right.
You heard it here first.
And what about West Ham? You're not going to go back in
well,
for
some
more?
Well, we've got Mauro Zárate. And you know what? The boy is such a maverick. He bought himself out of his contract.
Yeah, he did.
After being a top scorer in the Argentinian league. So, lad.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's see what we can do.
I didn't actually see the... I watched the other two playoffs, but I didn't see that because I was too busy scoring a Wimbledon Cup final. So what was the actual game like?
The Championship.
Championship, yeah.
It was a good game. But, I mean, the red card sort of spoiled it a little bit.
It was a deserved red card, though.
It was a... Well, I mean, actually, that's the biggest talking point. He even admitted, you know, he took one for the team. He thought, you know, I'm not going to give a penalty away. I'll nullify the...
Nullify a goal-scoring chance.
We're going to go down to 10 men, but... I took one for the team and it paid off.
Was it half an hour?
Ended up working out. At least, it was about a good 25 or something.
But it sort of ruined the game. But look, Derby did everything but score. But they didn't have the cutting edge. And, you know, Zamora does have a proven goal scoring record. He's good in the box, isn't he?
In Championship football,
yeah. In Championship football.
Right.
I do miss McLaren's Dutch accent, though, I must admit. Steve McLaren, come on, just do it one more time. Actually, talking of accents, Joey Barton as well. I miss his little French accent.
It's a cringeworthy, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful though, wasn't it?
I honestly thought he was taking the piss when I heard about it until I saw the footage.
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about, McLaren or Barton?
Both.
I knew McLaren was a twat. He would go nuts.
Yeah. You think Joey Barton doing it, he might be slightly taking a piss, but he clearly wasn't. No, he was just doing it because he's been in France for 3 weeks. He's got an accent now.
Oh, sorry, that's how long it takes, apparently.
So, has anyone ever heard Clinton Morrison's Irish accent?
No.
No.
You're a fucking idiot.
Andy Townsend?
All right.
On QPR, no, financial fair play. So this is really, you know, this is the interesting thing. On QPR winning the championship playoff final, there is going to be a very interesting debate now on financial fair play, isn't there? Because they avoided it going down. Yeah. And I mean, we've mentioned PSG, and I mean, they're going off spending 40 million here, 50 million there, whatever. But QPR are, they're going to struggle, aren't they, to
considering their players' wage bill is greater than that of Borussia Dortmund and Atletico Madrid.
What's the more on now? He's on like 100 grand a week.
Actually, did you see, I think there was a quote during the final, that Atletico's wage bill was the same as Fulham's.
Something like that.
Won La Liga with Fulham's wage bill.
Yeah.
So going back to Simeone.
And on that, that's impressive. And on, absolutely. And Ramos's goal was his 6th in 7.
Shit.
It's that headed goal.
And he's
taken a couple of free kicks recently. He took 6 in 7.
Talk about great headers. I mean, that was a fantastic header. I mean, it was someone on the line or not.
Man for headers at corners.
Exactly. Mark him. Someone fucking mark him tighter. Yeah. Grab his bollocks. Do anything. No, exactly. But moving on to the
League One
playoff final. That,
yeah!
Now that was a playoff final.
Wasn't it?
I mean, obviously, where was it? The O's going 2-0 up.
Yeah.
And what an equaliser from, who was it? Alex Revel.
Cracker.
Unbelievable. Did you see it?
Oh, absolutely.
35 yard dipping volley. It was to bring it to 2-2 at Wembley. Oh, it was the bollocks. And then obviously Rotherham going on to win. Yeah, Rotherham going on to win 4-3 on penalties. And Staples absolutely hates Steve Evans, who has just signed a new 3-year contract, by the way. He's just been broken just a few minutes ago.
He looks unwell, though, doesn't he?
I'm sorry.
He doesn't look well.
Obviously, Staples hates him, right? For, I mean, I'm not going to lie, and he calls him a toad. I actually started to feel that sort of, not hatred, that's a strong word, but very real dislike to Steve Evans. He's such a, like, the look of him, you look at him, you think,
he's sweaty and red-faced.
He's got bigger as well. He's got bigger.
You're talking Steve Bruce.
Ed Crawley in the next.
Yeah. He is Steve Bruce-esque. Did you see Bruce at the cup final?
Brucey is half the size of Evans. Evans is fucking huge.
Wrong with a larger gentleman, all right.
Do you know what? Who's the lad who supports Orient in our department, works in Belinda's team? Dave? John?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave. We'll call it Dave. Anyway, he was at the game. He's an Orient fan. I asked him yesterday when I saw him, I said, so come
on. How do you feel? Probably not great, lad.
No. I said to him, so when you went 2-0 up, honestly, you know, we're all of you lot literally talking about
most dangerous scoreline, 2-0. Most dangerous scoreline.
And he said, he did say, do you know what? Never saw them coming back after going 2-0 up. And it was just, it turned from being the best day into the worst day ever.
I mean, it was an absolute thunder bastard. It was just a beautiful
difference.
It was a great game. Great bit of footy. The League Two as well. That kind of
late Orient.
No, League Two, you wanker.
Unlucky Russell Slade, by the way. Just get that one in.
it was a shame because obviously it was Burton against Fleetwood. Unbelievable, story for Fleetwood. Yep. Still going. It was a shame that the. you were talking about giving away needless free kicks and the red card. It was very similar. I can't remember. Was it written down? Yeah, no, I didn't write it down. The geezer who gave away the free kick that led to the goal, it was a classic breakaway. And I would say debatable for a red because the guy's just literally dove straight at him to hack him.
Ref bottled it a little bit, I think
that could have been. I mean, as a cynical. You say, oh, yeah, he's taking the bucket for the team. He was.
Poor
the ball, the ball yeah, was had to be a 5 yards away. He's just hacked him down. Yeah, because it was a calculated assault.
If you see a challenge like that in the World Cup, guarantee you see a red card. On a challenge like that in the World
probably
Cup.
Probably see a red card, probably not. Guarantees a bit strong.
I guarantee it.
It was a shame. It was a tight game and it was a good game. It was a shame that the goal resulted from a pretty terrible error from the Burton keeper, Dean Lynas. But what a story for Fleetwood up until League One.
Whoever was going to win that game, whoever was going to win that game, you know, it's dreamland for either club, isn't it? Burton or Fleetwood. Good to see teams going up.
Chris Edwards, who's a fan of the show down under, is talking about extra time and stuff. He asked us something to discuss for this week. allowing one more substitution for extra time. Thoughts?
No, I'd say remove a player.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
The level of fitness of the footballers these days, yeah. 90 minutes is too much. I think there's talk of cutting it down, or even larger than the pitch, put it down to 10 players. You can't get tired in 90 minutes, the fitness levels these players are at. You just can't do it. So to go to 120 and to get an extra player on, it just ruined the spectacle. The point of the extra time is to tire them out and get mistakes.
True. And when you looked at like the last 15-20 of the Atletico boys, when they let, obviously they when Marcelo scored that the final nail in the coffin, they let him run 30 yards with the ball and then through the middle of it and then shoot. Yeah. You could see they were all just fucked.
But Arsenal Hull's another example of, you know, a lot more space on the pitch because Arsenal were obviously the fitter team.
But the point is, you want to score, you want to see goals.
You want to see an open pitch.
I'll tell you what it should be. 1-1. Pick the two best players in each team.
How do you do that?
Stick the referee in goal. Lord, Amanda does it.
You are never, ever being invited down here ever again.
No, I reckon Greg Dyke's going to hire him as his advisor.
Done. Sold.
There was an interesting story that came out the other week. This is not me boasting, but going back to when I was at the Emirates. Because I was at the Emirates.
This is relevant to a story.
So it was hosted by Martin Keown and David James. Pretty cool. I met them both. David James actually played out on pitch against us in the final.
Was he handy?
Yeah. No, he was terrible out on pitch. He was brilliant. I went in. He's massive. Yeah. He's absolutely. He is huge.
We're not going to get him off the ball, are you?
No, well, I went into a 50-50 with him. Came away
sure
with the ball.
You
I was
did,
well,
Dan.
Chuff. No, no. Well, I did.
Right,
that's
let's move
now, anyway,
now.
So my
that's
point enough. Was, so they were hosting it. Who else was there with his missus and his kids? Was Ashley Williams. Now I'm not sure Ashley Williams has got anything to do with BT Sport or why exactly he was there. I actually, after a few beers in the lounge after watching the game, I did walk past him and say, you know, this is our rumour star, Ashley, and he gave me a little smile, which is quite nice. But he is so
is
supposedly
that when you're in the gents with him or.
No. It was just after that. But Arsenal was supposedly ready to make a £3 million offer for him.
That's a great bargain, isn't it?
£3 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fuck all, really, in terms of football disease.
But the thing is, he's a good
player.
They've
just done
something. Who's he at before Swansea?
£3 million is a bargain.
Because he was fucking useless.
Swansea a long time.
He's been.
But I'm sure.
Not sure where
he was
before.
Because they have just done a deal with him, haven't they? They have just done a deal with Arsenal, to Fabianski. Has gone to Swansea. So there's obviously a little bit of a
great goalkeeper.
Flabianski.
Actually, talking to Swansea, I just want to get this in there, another prediction. I can't see where they're going to be next season. I can't see Gary Monk lasting a season. There's already talk of players going and things like that.
Well, Michi's supposedly going to go.
So what's your prediction?
I reckon Swansea are nailed on to go down.
Nailed on.
You heard it here first.
And they're Welsh. Sorry if you've got any Welsh fans, but I couldn't give a fuck.
What are you doing?
Stop offending.
You come down here one time. Do you see that the absolute bullshit is the reason Cristiano Ronaldo is so good?
Oh, the extra bone in his foot.
He's got an extra bone in his ankle.
It's for his free kick taking, apparently, isn't it?
And why is it just because of his free kick taking?
Apparently,
what about general shooting?
I mean, it's a load of bullshit.
He scores many free kicks, does he? He scores a few.
Well, this is all a load of bullshit, but apparently he's got an extra bone in his ankle or something, which is going to give him stronger stability when he's striking the ball from a dead ball situation. It's a load of bullshit.
Without a doubt, my favourite story of the week has got to be Charles Bronson.
Charles,
did you see this guy?
Does it involve lard?
Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson. Who I didn't realise is a massive Tottenham fan. If anyone didn't see this, he covered himself in Blurpak butter.
You should be happy that he's a Spurs fan.
It doesn't matter that he's a Spurs fan. He was just looking for an excuse.
No, he wasn't. He's a massive Spurs fan.
Yeah, but even so.
So the whole point is that if anyone didn't see it, Charles Bronson is a massive Spurs fan, coated himself in a load of Lurpak butter and attacked 12 prison wardens because he was that fucked off that Arsenal beat Hull in the FA Cup final. He got a couple of broken ribs out of it. And it's not funny, but it's really funny.
Does that say he's a Tottenham fan? It says more that he's a Hull fan to me.
No, no, he was Arsenal winning.
I just imagine him stealing like those little butter things you get out of the canteen and just saving them up week after. He gets one a week. He's saving them up.
100 packs.
Yeah,
many packs
of last
butter.
Yeah,
brilliant. It's a lot of peeling.
It is, but well, Charlie Swanson, he's got a lot of time on his hands, hasn't he? Charlie, if you're listening, hats off, mate. It's hilarious.
So, England, Peru tomorrow.
Hang on. We haven't gotten to the World Cup yet. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
It's not the World Cup tomorrow, it's a friendly game.
No, there's still a World Cup preliminary.
Actually, friendly. Did anyone see
I didn't know there was any structure to this.
Nigeria.
Well, there is.
Charlie Mulgrew.
Oh, what a fantastic.
The great Celtic
strange goal.
James Ward-Prowse scored a really good goal for England under 20s against Brazil.
We lost 2-1, didn't we?
Yeah, but he scored the free kick.
And then we 2-1
really good.
South Korea.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a really good free kick. Check it out. It's on
YouTube. What was the Mulgrew goal like?
Mulgrew, so the ball's.
Charlie Mulgrew.
Getting flapping about in the box after a cross. It gets cleared to the edge of the box. Some chappie's had a little strike, a little worm burner. It's gone to Mulgrew. It's come off his back here while he's facing across goal. And it's gone in, it's looped over the keeper and gone in bottom corner. It was a wonderfully crazy goal.
Wonderfully
speaking,
crazy.
Speaking of sort of crazy goals, did anyone see the report on.
Well, no, because the, no, the Nigerian
This is what I'm talking about. Did you not see this? So there was a load of controversy pre-game where there'd been warnings that there might have been some match fixing over the Nigeria Scotland game.
Some emails about some Ugandan dollar if you emailed a bank
account. Probably or Nigeria. But that was
a face jacket comment. Oh, I'm not sure you got it.
No. The way to do it though is.
He's gone to collect a cross, and there's been minimal contact with the striker.
Minimal.
And he's sort of gone to catch it, but then sort of flapped at it. But you can see he's actively moved his left hand to sort of throw it in the back of the net. Luckily, the referee disallowed it for a foul. But it was, I mean, if you look at the footage, you haven't seen it. It looks like the most blatant.
He's caught it and thrown it.
He's thrown it in the net.
Grobbelaar is agent.
It was terrible. I mean, it looks very dubious to say the least.
See, I thought it was going to be the Scottish that were going to fix it, not the Nigerians, because they're not known for any sort of match fixing, any sort of underhand activity, with, you know, around money.
Anyway, moving on.
No. So what is that? The Welsh you've had a go at now, the Scottish?
Nigerians.
Come on.
Nigerians.
Irish, yeah.
Speaking of African players, remember we talked a while ago about Joseph Minala. Who playing for Lazio?
Yeah, he's like 45, isn't he?
He looks supposedly. I mean,
a fake birth certificate.
He doesn't look 19. No, 17.
The Italian FA have confirmed that the Lazio youth player is 17 years old, not 41.
He must have had a tough.
I'm not being funny. I was going to have that as a show photo. The geezer.
Seriously,
he's got sealed.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not being funny. If you look at this geezer's face, he looks 51.
He must have had a really, really tough paper out.
There's a picture flying about on the internet with him next to Adnan Januzaj.
Who is younger than?
2 years younger than.
Apparently.
He looks like his granddad.
Looks like he should be in a Werther's original.
Honestly.
Alex Ferguson.
How on earth that geezer is 17? But yeah. he's been given the green light. Apparently he is, wow. And he's fine to play. Very, very, very strange.
Take it back, yeah.
Got to have
a Tottenham fan.
Aged.
Go on then. Next
anyway.
Time. Come on.
Just moved up, yeah. Gus Poyet signed a 3-year contract to stay at Sunderland.
Are we just rolling down your list of stuff?
Yeah, roll down, yeah, boring, next.
Yeah.
Right, no,
good, I think he deserves it. He did well for Sunderland.
Yeah. Fuck off, Connor.
He could have done worse next. Than Canio, could he?
Yeah, but I think the last run of games Sunderland had definitely
I like Gus.
Yeah, absolutely.
He did really, really well to keep him up.
And his young lad's English.
I think they'll do all right next season.
Yeah.
I think they'll do all right.
Young Poyet, he's playing for England.
Sad news that anyone dies, but Malcolm Glazier passed away last night, 85? I believe it was. 85, 86? Yeah. 85.
Do you know what? Never went to a game at Old Trafford.
He never ever set foot at Old Trafford. And there's a lot, you know, he'd passed down the reins to his six kids, I think he's got.
For them a while ago.
And
there's two of them that run it.
Free interest loans.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Coxon's not here. I don't know. I've read a bit about what he did.
It'd
but
be like us going to the bank and saying, I haven't got a penny, but give me the money so I can then, once I've owned Man U, put the debt against Man U.
They turned over some like 184 million last year. They're supposedly supposed to do the same again.
Man U.
But that's it. But that's it. And so it's all about the franchise. All about the. Anyway, so but you know, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And Van Gaal's got $200 million to spend this summer. Yeah. Where's that coming from?
I love the other story I love this week about Van Gaal is that supposedly he's going around telling all the players to sit up straight at the dinner table whenever they're eating food. Apparently he's that much of a headmaster and that much of a fucking taskmaster that if they're slouching at the dinner table, he has a go at them.
Good.
You'd expect Ferguson to probably be the same in the past. He was a bit mental when it comes to
old school, isn't it? That's old school, isn't it, really?
He's like the old school headmaster. You get a little kick in the backside if you sat upright.
Isn't he a qualified gymnastic instructor as well?
Is that a wind-up?
No, that's you can look it up, you can Google it, you can Wikipedia it. He's a qualified gymnast instructor. I don't know what
Wikipedia's never wrong.
But,
flexibility.
Great knowledge.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's no
worries. Last bit, let's look at the World Cup.
We can talk about the World Cup now.
Yeah, we can. Excellent. I'm fucking hosting. You can shut the fuck up. I quite like the fact, I don't like Arsy Wangface, but see, the Jack Wilshere has given him the credit for not letting him come back too early, because Arsene Wenger turned around to him and said, you're not ready to come back, even though Wilshere said he thought he was fit. He said, if you want a decent World Cup, you need to get yourself fit, and I'm not letting you get back until you're fitting ready to go. And so if Jack Wilshere has a fantastic World Cup, supposedly, we might be able to put a lot of it down to Arsene Wenger, which is against what he normally does.
So a fantastic World
rushing
Cup.
Rushing them back.
When we get to the quarterfinals and get knocked out, the fantastic World
Cup. I'd take the quarterfinals now.
Cheers, Arsene.
I think quarterfinals is not a bad result.
See, I disagree with that. I think Wenger's always been very good. With his players in England squads, I think he's always let them go.
Really?
And he's always kind of swallowed it.
No, he hasn't.
But because he's in the FA's pocket, I think he's just one of those blokes.
I disagree with your disagreement, Connor.
Right,
I think he's always had a bit of a
what, more so than Ferguson?
Chip on his shoulder.
We're not doing a more so than.
Had a bit of a chip on his shoulder.
As a manager, you buy these players in, you're protecting your stock. You would, naturally, you would. Unless you're like fucking Pochettino, who don't give a shit about his players, although he's no longer Southampton manager, you want your players
got a new manager.
From a lower attaining team to be in the England squad. That's a pat on the back for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if your players are always in an earshot for the England squad, you're going to want to protect them. And I think out of all the top
managers,
one
thing protecting
Arsene Wenger has always tried to accommodate his England stars.
I disagree. And so does the Arsenal fan.
Nah.
Well,
I don't know. Anyway,
that's what
David Dean used to be involved in the FA, didn't he? And
what was that?
Steady. Bombs going off in Canary Wharf.
So,
no, there isn't.
I think most people are accepting that quarterfinals is a good result.
Yeah.
Quarterfinals is a good result for England, is it?
That's a fucking brilliant result. I don't think we'll get out of groups.
Semis. Connor's going semi.
Wow. Supposedly Suarez is going to be fit, according to his teammates.
What did he say to Glenn Johnson? I'm going to eat you, he said.
Is that what he said?
I mean,
what a terrible turn of phrase. Poor choice.
I hope we don't come up against France. Otherwise, Patrick Semmy's going to be worried, isn't he?
Take a chunk out of
him. Any player, who would you eat? I wouldn't eat Glenn Johnson.
I wouldn't eat any of them. What a stupid question.
No, I don't know. Probably not Glenn Johnson. No, not really meaty.
No,
who runs the most? Because they'd be more tender.
Yeah.
Who's a good England runner?
Milner,
he's a workhorse.
Milner, yeah.
But then he might be quite stringy. And, I don't know, I've not really thought about it that much.
Yeah. Quite stringy. You two! Anyway.
So, we've got Peru tomorrow night.
Is that going to be, what do you reckon? What's the result?
It's another non-game, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's the last game before the actual tournament.
In Miami? Is it in Miami? Am I right?
No, it's at Wembley.
No, it's at Wembley.
It's our send-off.
Welcome to...
It's before the frock.
Isn't all the...
Fight.
No, all the stages going up. The stage is up for the boxing.
No, it's not. They did the trial run. They're taking it down again. Literally, they start putting it up once they kicked everyone out of the stadium.
So he's going to be... Where is it going to be?
Is that Wembley?
But the next couple of games are in Miami, then. The next couple of games in Miami.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. I'm sure
I'll tell you the interesting game tomorrow. I think it's on Saturday, actually. Is if anyone's interested in having a sneak preview of Italy and how their preparations are going, they're playing Ireland at Craven Cottage on Saturday. About a tenner a ticket. Might be an interesting, you know, if anyone's got an afternoon for it, might be an interesting one. Go and have a little scout around at the enemy.
I'll be in Dublin, so I'll probably be watching it over there.
You will be, yeah.
Cheering on it.
But
France
off my Irish
See, France got a good 4-0 win. Was it last night? The night before against...
No, on the score sheet.
Like Remy and was it one or two from Giroud?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, he's...
Well, a couple of good strikers, France, didn't they?
I'll tell you what, the goal from Remy, I think it was Debussy putting a half-volleyed through ball for Remy, who took two touches and slotted it. Like, it was
beautiful. I'd still
beautiful.
Choose Nasri in that squad. In that France squad.
God,
how
yeah.
can you leave that
yeah.
Nasri? I don't know if you spoke about
it. Oh, yeah, 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 quite a bit.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, I went to school with her. I know her. We had this conversation. Anyway. Update on that. Apparently, she's getting sued by Deschamps.
Fuck off.
Yeah, what? Apparently, yeah. apparently, for defamation of character.
What,
yeah.
Because she called him shit?
Because she, yeah.
That's not...
Because she said, fuck Deschamps. I don't suppose the report is that he is suing her for those comments as you're on Twitter. What a muppet.
Proper Muppet.
Yeah.
Anyone else for anyone else?
Britain's Got Talent.
Fuck off, Connor.
Is there any footballers on there?
No.
No. Oh, actually, can I just make a bit of a off the mark conversation about...
About which football are you
doing? This new London Live channel, and it's got F2, the two twats that run around kicking balls at lampposts. They're very skillful.
Oh, is this like that street football thing?
Yeah, street football.
They are skillful.
And they are very skillful. And, you know, it's a half-hour show of them just, like, bigging their egos up.
And kicking balls at stuff.
And kicking balls in bins.
Yeah.
And over bridges. Like, lads, no doubt you've got great skill, but...
Bore off.
That's all they do. That's why they're so good at it, because they do it all day.
That's not football.
I always thought that those were shit footballers. Really skillful juggling. Like, who was it, Bolton used to have that fella that did the half-time stuff? You just guarantee he was a shit footballer.
Yeah, all they've done is spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
I'll tell you what, I'd love them to hit a lamppost from 20 yards with Ryan Shawcross bearing down on them.
Yeah,
you're right.
Let's hit that lamppost
there. There was a great video a couple of weeks ago.
Charlie Adam having a bite at you.
Or Ben Fatter with his elbow glistening in the sunlight.
There was a really good video a couple of weeks ago. He was like security guard or something. He's like about, I don't know, 20 stone.
Oh, the fat
50 years old. Just doing the most skillful
kick-ups. Again, he's up on a big fella's ass.
Yeah, but it was... I mean, obviously, he's probably a shit footballer. He can't run for fuck.
No. Again, he's up on the big fella's
ass. some of the skills he was doing on this video were amazing. Like, massive security guards, really, really good.
Did we talk about Granny doing the keepy-ups? Did I mention that the other week? Anyway, that was a great video of Granny doing keepy-ups.
Wasn't that good. I mean, I know she's 84 years old.
Mate, I think she got three in a row at one point, which, to be fair, is more than you can do.
Yeah, that's true.
Was it knee knee tit tit on the way down?
There's no need for that, mate.
Right,
I think we'll wrap it up there. It's been one of the most fucking weird shows I think we've ever done.
Fucking Dan Silver show. Piss off.
Yeah.
Can I leave it out?
Dan Silver.
Look, I scored a winner in a cup final. Right?
Oh, that's the ninth time.
Yeah. Video to be put up on YouTube later. Don't worry, I'll tweet from the account. You know, the score, I haven't written any of this down. I'm doing this off the cuff. Twitter at Football Pubcast. Facebook, The Football Pubcast. The new website is footballpubcast.tumblr.
I saw that. We've got all profiles on there. Yeah. Mike Coxon has put me down as being 13 years old. How does that happen? Maybe everyone thinks
you do look about 13 years old.
I'm not happy with that.
We'll have to get profile pictures up.
Not happy with that.
Do you ever get ID'd for beer?
Never. It's because of the beard. Never get
that. That's true.
Good luck to Connor in the auction tonight. I really hope no one bids a penny.
The podcast very own Jerome Mundell as well.
Jerome Mundell is there as well.
Ladies,
is there as well.
Housewife's favourite, Jerome.
Housewife's favourite, Jerome Mundell. There is chat of a World Cup special potentially next Friday night.
Yeah, Friday the
13th. that will be confirmed next week. But.
More World Cup next week.
Have a good week. Cheers.
Simon Asri, au revoir.